Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Canadian school wins its accreditation fight against the so-called LGBT agenda. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a great decision. Comes out of Vancouver, British Columbia. It's been a fight that's gone on for a number of years. It's a precursor to the battles that I think we're going to see in the United States. This is a Christian university. It's called Trinity Western, and it wanted to start a law school. It already is an ongoing institution of higher education, but it wanted to start a law school. It has a policy consistent with its Christian values that is a policy very similar to policies of other Christian universities and colleges throughout the United States, and that is regarding human sexuality, that sexual activity is between a man and a woman in marriage. And that is certainly biblical. It's historical. It's orthodox teaching. It's part of their policy and part of their practice. As a result of that policy, however, they were denied accreditation so that the law school could not be accredited, meaning that they could graduate people with law degrees, but without accreditation, they could not take the bar exam and therefore not be a licensed attorney anywhere in Canada. So it was a death knell to this Christian school. They appealed it, and the appeal court of British Columbia has now rejected that denial of accreditation, saying that it didn't have any relationship to the quality of education. So this is a great decision. This is in a country that doesn't have a First Amendment like the United States.
Right.
And it's in a country, Holly, that is much further down the road in terms of its LGBT agenda than the United States. So it's an encouraging decision at this stage.
Oh, yes. We praise God. I mean, because Canada, not like you said, our next door neighbor, not typically with the same commitment as religious freedom, you know, and this is a great precedent they have stood for here, you know, because if you go to a Christian university, you should have the policies that stand for those Christian principles as well. And students should have that right. You know, we applaud this victorious decision they've made.
Well, it's a good decision because, you know, in Canada, for example, a number of years ago, and they still do this now, just to show you how further down this road of the LGBT agenda they are than the United States. I remember Dr. James Dobson, when he was with Focus on the Family, he now has started his own organization beyond Focus on the Family. And when he broadcast his radio program into Canada, or when anyone else had a U.S.-based program that they broadcast in Canada, or that you were in Canada and preparing this broadcast, you could not say anything negative or contrary regarding homosexuality. So anything that, say, for example, James Dobson did on his radio program in the United States, before broadcasting in Canada, you had to edit that and take out anything that would be considered negative or not in favor of homosexuality. Why? Because it was banned on the radio waves in Canada, and you could be fined. I remember in Canada also, someone was fined thousands of dollars because they put out an ad on a billboard speaking about homosexuality. They cited certain scripture verses in that billboard sign ad, and they ultimately were complained against, ended up having to pay because they violated the so-called human rights ordinance by not speaking favorably or even neutrally regarding homosexuality. So they're much further down the road than we are. And it's the first nation in our region of this part of the world that denied a school accreditation over this very issue.
You know, it doesn't make sense, Matt, that they would scream about discrimination about the LGBT community, but yet they want to discriminate against Christians at a Christian university.
Well, that's the zero-sum game. And by that, I mean there is a winner and a loser, and the LGBT agenda wants to not only be on equal footing, but they want to be on superior footing. They want to not only have you silenced, they want you to actually be in favor and affirmatively promoting the agenda and affirming a particular lifestyle. So in this case, they were denied across the board. They were not allowed to have any of their graduates take the bar exam anywhere in Canada. And that'll be the same thing that happens in the United States. If, for example, a Christian college and university loses its accreditation in the United States, not a law school, but a college or university loses its accreditation in the United States, then some particular professions or careers will be more negatively affected than others, but others won't have any issue. The one issue that you will have is if you lose your accreditation, you won't be able to have student loans.
Right.
Well, there's a few schools that get by without student loans already. Pensacola Christian College is an example. Hillsdale College is an example. But the majority rely on student loans. So that's the first thing. But as the fact of the matter is, you can still get your degree. And in most cases, unless you have to require a license, you can still continue on with your particular pursuit of your career. Law schools, however, are different. If you do not graduate from a law school that's accredited by the American Bar Association, except for a few situations in California where you could be accredited by the state and take the bar in that state but not elsewhere, if you graduate from a law school that does not have ABA accreditation, you cannot take the bar exam anywhere in the country. So if that happens to a law school in America like it happened in Canada, it's the death knell of that school.
You know, Matt, this is so encouraging. And this statement that came out of the 66-page judgment, it says, "This case demonstrates that a well-intentioned majority acting in the name of tolerance and liberalism can, if unchecked, impose its views on the minority in a matter that in itself intolerant and illiberal." And I'm like, wow, does that sound familiar in our society?
No, that's a great sentence.
That's powerful.
A well-intentioned majority acting in the name of tolerance and liberalism can actually impose its agenda that's intolerant and illiberal. In other words,
right. The
opposite of being liberal. It can do exactly the opposite. And that's what was happening
yes. Here.
So a lower court judge had previously ruled in favor of the Law Society of British Columbia, saying that it was wrong in denying the accreditation. The case got appealed. Now a 5-judge panel, in a unanimous decision, 5-0, again, affirmed that lower court decision, siding with the Christian College and University, which is a great decision. It breathes new life into Trinity Western,
mm-hmm. And
I think, frankly, is a ray of hope. It doesn't give us one-for-one precedent here in the United States, but, this is a great victory. I think this battle is coming in America.
Absolutely.
There's no question. It's not if it's coming. It will come. It's just a matter of when it's going to come. It's going to come, and we're going to have the same thing where we fight in the courts here in the United States. We have the First Amendment. Canada doesn't have the First Amendment. We value free speech and freedom of religion. Canada doesn't have that same high value. However, when you put First Amendment speech and religious freedom up against the LGBT, this newfound so-called right, what you are seeing is people who don't follow the Constitution are elevating their ideology above the actual constitutional text. So just because we have the First Amendment doesn't mean that judges who are not willing to follow the Constitution are going to side with the First Amendment like this court sided with the Christian University in Canada.
Right. Even more of a reminder why we should pray and speak out for the biblical mandates that God has given us.
I think it is so critically important that the church wake up and really becomes
yes.
the church and stop having church within the four walls of your church. Church is not confined to a place inside four walls. The Church of Jesus Christ, obviously, we meet there and we worship and we fellowship there, and that's the central place for the body
right.
of that particular denomination or group to meet together. But it has to affect every aspect of our lives. It has to go out and reach people in the community. It has to reach the poor, the hungry, the destitute. It has to reach those that are downtrodden. It has to reach those who are oppressed, who are bound up by Satan's chains. And it has to also impact and transform every institution around us,
mm-hmm.
which means Christians have to get out of this bubble
right.
and go into the places of law and medicine and education and the community and be light where there's darkness.
Right. Jesus was very clear. Go out into the marketplace, go out into the world and make disciples.
And I think, we are living at a time where the church is coming under a greater stress from these secularist and, frankly, in some cases, satanic forces. And now is the time for the church to rise up and literally believe and act as Jesus said to the disciples at Caesarea Philippi, that the gates of hell, the fury of hell, will not prevail against his church. The church needs to act and believe like that is true because it is reality. We need judges. We need every person in every profession who has this Judeo-Christian moral base that ultimately respects the rule of law and respects our founding principles of freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. Stand with us as we stand with our brothers and sisters who are standing for faith and truth. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com to sign up for a number of our emails. That's libertycounsel.com.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.